FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is August 4th, 2016, and we are with Mike Gazzola. He's a major real estate investor who found religion, or I should say he found Amazon, and learned how to mine the major mother lode of Amazon. And Mike, hey, welcome back, and we're just getting a status report from you today.
Yeah, and I'm excited to share this with you. And I got some really good things to share as far as how I've grown this Amazon business, but I'm really excited to be here. And for those of you that have been watching us for the last four or five shows, you've kind of watched it progress. And you know what? This process has been such an amazing process that I get so excited every time we talk about it.
Well, I think we're going to get a little more disciplined here in the presentation because basically we're doing a follow-up status report. So the first thing is, let's talk about sales since you started, the exact date that you started selling on Amazon, Mike.
So the very first day was January 27th of this year.
Okay.
So it just turned a little over 7 months. We're at about 7 months and a week right now.
Okay. So sales as of yesterday, because today's a partial day, how much have you sold in dollar amount?
So as of yesterday, it's at $231,735 in sales, and that's increased over $50,000 just since we did our radio show a couple weeks ago.
Remarkable. Okay, so that's your gross sales. And how many units have you sold to date?
So units is 6,472 units to date,
okay.
And that's all fulfilled by Amazon. So that's not me having to ship out. That's not me having to send any emails or take phone calls or nothing, never talking to a single customer.
And let me tell you, I used to do fulfillment. I mean, we were doing it both by mail and with live people. Not something that we could do by Amazon. We were doing legal printing, deadlines and all that had to be served, a lot of it personally. I still have scars on my hands from the tape dispensers and paper cuts, and I can't even get into it, how aggravating that was. So sales as of yesterday in dollars.
Well, yesterday, and this is just a coincidence, yesterday was actually, we almost hit the $4,000 mark in a single day. We hit $3,935 on 101 sales.
Amazing.
And that's the highest yet. We almost hit the 4,000. All it would have taken was, two more orders and we would have been there.
Well, hey, if not yesterday, maybe today or next week, but obviously that day is coming. So your 30-day trailing sales, dollar amount.
So in the last 30 days, so it's always a rolling 30 days. So as of right now, the last 30 days is $71,427 on 1,839 sales.
So basically we're looking at almost $2,300 a day, give or take. So pretty impressive. I mean, when last we talked, you were just about up to $40,000 a month in sales. So
yes,
obviously the tree doesn't grow to the sky. How many products do you have right now as we speak?
So it's so right now we've just got up to 8 products, and I have 11 different listings because there's bundles, some products that complement each other, which I get a lot into that. Part of the free training that I have on my site, I teach you guys, how to find products and how to source them and just kind of how to get the ball rolling, because a lot of people get stuck on what to source. But as you and you could be in many niches or you could be in one niche, but the idea is as you establish yourself and the sales kind of take root and you've spiked that Amazon algorithm, as I like to say, then you're able to now move on to the next product. And really, by the end of the year, I'd like to have 50 products, because that just makes way more sense. Because I would never say you hit a plateau, because the sales continue to grow. But the way you really take this to the moon is by adding on more products. And then if your goal is only to sell 10, 15 a day. I mean, that's very simple to do. You know, some of my products sell way more than that a day, and some aren't there yet. But if you could just average 10 sales a day per product, you're doing pretty good. And you could see by the rolling 30-day average, that's 1,839 units moved in the last 30 days. So it's roughly 61 a day. So I'm getting there, you know, on 8 different products and then spread across different bundling and things like that. But 2 of the products are brand new. So 2 of the products, they're actually being shipped from the manufacturer today. So that's really exciting because it's like you're adding on. So when I say 8, it means I have 6 and 2 different bundle variations, but I also have 2 brand new products that are now listed, but they're just not warehoused yet. So they just haven't been received by Amazon. And that's something where my manufacturer sends it directly to Amazon for me. And I don't have to worry about receiving the product, counting it, verifying it. Because when they pack the box and they ship it to Amazon, it's great because Amazon verifies the unit count. And it's never been off a single unit. So it's just been a flawless system that I haven't had to hire a single employee to do. And it's honestly the only, I mean, this is sales, right? But it's the only job where you're selling, but it requires no salesmanship at all. So if you're not a good salesman and you don't know how to sell, I've never had to actually sell anything. It's just a matter of optimizing. And that's all it is. And spiking that algorithm and getting you on the first page and making sure you rank for keywords and how to do a lot of this stuff free of charge. It's just, it's amazing. And, you know, it's a blueprint that I follow myself, and it's a blueprint that my students are following to a T to amazing success.
And if you had to pick the one thing that you credit most for your success in setting up the store, what do you think it is?
Well, that's a great question. So if I had to credit one thing that's been the biggest impact on the success of this business, I would say that the main key to success is sourcing products and understanding what to source based on the spreads that are there. And that's where I spend a lot of time with people to make sure you pick the right product. And there's no perfect product. So in the beginning, if you could just do 4, 5, 6 times, if you could sell it for 4, 5, 6 times what you buy it for, you're doing really good. And then as you add on products, you could be a little more selective. But, you know, there's 2 different types of students that I have. Some of them, they just say, I know every day that I'm not selling, I'm losing money. And another just, they keep on looking for, and, you know, they've shown me so many great products. I said, well, geez, if you don't want to do that, I'll do that. You know, that's, you found a great product that I never considered. But they said, well, yeah, but maybe I could find one a little better. I said, God, you know, I had one lady and it was a little outside of my range. But last night when I was doing a training, she found a product that she could get for $1 and sell for 10. Now I normally say, I wouldn't really mess with anything with a sales price less than 15, but come on, you know, $1 to sell for 10. I mean, you know, at some point you got to think, okay, well, that's 10 times my money. That may make sense, even though it's slightly outside of Mike's criteria. He doesn't really want to sell anything less than $15. I also don't have any products that I can get for $1.
Yeah, $1 is pretty cheap. So you've got students now, you've gone through a couple of classes, you got students who are out there in the Amazon marketplace. What are they doing?
So, there's the whole different range, right? So some of the students that started with me initially, so in the very first training group, because everybody that trains with me live, you know, it's through an application process, because really I want to just ensure that every group that I do is a strong, like-minded group that is really going to take action. So from the very first group, the most successful student is up to about $600 a day, but you got to understand him and his brother, they're 4 months behind me, right? And that could be better. And he was asking me that, you know, am I doing the same or am I doing better than you were doing at this time? And I said, well, you got to remember, you're doing that much on one product. You're actually doing better than me on most of my products right now, because you're doing that on one product. So as you go to 2 products, 3 products, 4 products, when you're at 5 products, you'll be at over $3,000 a day on 5 products if you can maintain the same momentum. But you got to understand that the risk is so minimal, because when you're buying a product that's, you know, even if, let's just use the most conservative example and say it's 4 times what you buy it for, your chance of not making money is so slim. You know, it's not like buying a stock or find something that's not tangible. This is tangible. And, you know, and I got these great tools. I got this awesome tool that I share with you guys for free where you could go to any product on Amazon and see what's the price history. How many sales? What kind of competition do they have? It is just great. If you like reading graphs, if you go to AmazonSecrets.net, some people love reading graphs, you know, and I like graphs too. But, you know, when there's the green line and the blue, you know, it takes a moment to kind of digest how they have what the relationship is when this number spikes and this one dips. How is that relationship working between that number of when they lowered their price? What is their price now? What can you buy that for? And what is their 12-month history on the price of that product? It's so powerful. And then you're looking at all the different competitors. It's kind of like what you and I did together when you were considering the products that you're going to be selling. It's kind of like that same exact process, except it's an extension that you put in your browser, and I show you how to use it because it might sound confusing doing it, you know, trying to explain it right here. Mm-hmm. But when you go to AmazonSecrets.net, you know, if you enter just your first name and your email, I got some really cool free bonuses. Even if if you just want to take this and run with it on your own, you absolutely can. But if you want to be part of the group and part of the Facebook group where we all kind of, you know, we're a team, then, you know, you can apply and you could be part of our private Facebook group and you could come with me to China with this next group of students. And that's for the people that are really looking to take this by storm. It's going to be a lot of fun. I love China so much. And it just, my head literally exploded while I was there, because if you go to China and you can't make money, I mean, you would literally have to try to fail. There's just so many awesome, amazing products that you can see the quality. You can negotiate, right? Not even negotiate, because trust me when I tell you, when you're visiting these factories, and you know, one of the things I'm doing with the students is there's 35,000 factories that are within like a 6-kilometer mall. It's indoors. It's in a mall, and there's 35,000 factories there. I mean, the pricing is pretty much exact. I mean, it is rock bottom. You'll see people from Ethiopia there, the Middle East, India, they're coming there. So if you can't do this in the United States, where there's so much more opportunity, or in England, or in Australia, or Canada, it's really is mind-boggling. And it'll be so much fun with the students. You'll be there too.
Yeah,
we'll do
some
recordings.
There.
It'll be so fun.
Well, you know, this is what all the department stores are doing, the Walmarts, the Targets, the Home Goods. They send their people out there. They might not go to the mall, but they go to these factories, they spec out their products that they want, and then they have them manufactured right exactly the way they want, ship back to the U.S. I mean, my daughter is working for a company. They've got this really cool camera, and they have two people living in China making sure that these cameras are produced properly, and they're coming, shipping them back to the States. And it's an amazing thing. So you get to do it on a much smaller scale, but probably on a percentage-wise much more profitable scale than these major department stores can do. But it's an eye-opening experience when you go into these stores and then you see how much the stuff really cost them as opposed to what you thought it cost them. So, I mean, I'm looking at these stainless steel tumblers. I kind of just discovered them recently. I never really rode around with a hot drink in my car before. But now, and I'm looking at these plasma lighters. I call them Tesla lighters. That's what they're going by, where I want to bring them in, put my own name on the brands, brand them. And that's what I'm looking forward to. And maybe I'll find a couple of other products worth doing. I think you've got some students who are going to do like a lot of products at once. You generally caution against that, don't you?
I do. Yeah. You know, one of my students, and the guy's really smart and he's a hard worker, but you know, he said, you know, Mike, I'm launching 8 products at once. I said, 8 products. He says, yeah, but gosh, I couldn't choose. They all had money in them. And I'm going to just really go after this. He's like, this is going to be my focus. And, you know, he's a somewhat intelligent guy. So, and I could see his work ethic, because the guy, you know, sometimes I'll see, you know, messages at 2 a.m, you know, he's like, Mike, I'm up all night. You know, I can't sleep because I just found something else. And, you know, I always tell him, I say, you know, come on, you know, just really, if you really want to do 8, I mean, I'm for sure here to support you. You know, that's you're part of the group. But I would just say, to me, I would do, and it's exactly what I did, start off with 2. Yeah. You know, 1 is okay and 2 is okay. three and four, you know, and it's just getting it going, right? It's hard to give the same attention to eight different ones. You're testing this and different keywords and, you know, re-keywording your titles and your descriptions. And, you know, it's just a process. And I have all the code already written out. So it's just a matter of they swap out a word here, they swap out a word there, and then test it. But, you know, when you do this and you build authority for your store, now it's like every time you launch a new product, your store has authority. Meaning when I launch a product at this point, having done 6,472 units, it's like I already have a little more authority, even if someone's been there for 4 or 5 years, but still hasn't done the amount of either sales volume or sales units I've done. So I would, to the easy answer is choose some products that make sense, and I'll help you narrow it down if you need help with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't go over three. It's just focus. You know, you need to be focused like a laser because you're learning a new skill. You're learning a new business, and to go chasing your tail that way. I mean, look, you're doing it. You're on your seventh month. You got eight products, 11 SKUs, and to me, just make your first product a real success. Make your first two products real successes because you could pick a lemon. Let's face it. You might do something wrong. You might make a mistake. You yourself have had a couple of blunders along the way that, like my father used to say, anytime you go into a new business, you pay for lessons. Luckily, we get to learn from you who've made the mistakes already for us. So, again, just tell us where we get the info we need to start doing this.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to be one of the handful of students that comes to China with me in the next group, it's going to be at the very beginning of October. It's going to see when we're in China, we're going to be sourcing products. We're going to be at the market every day, but it gives me a chance and my partner, Matt, a chance to work on you 2-on-1. So we get to focus on you during the classroom time where our only focus for hours of blocks at a time is optimizing you, spiking that algorithm with Amazon to make you the logical choice for the niche you're looking to do. Then we're also sourcing, so we're figuring out how do we get whatever you're currently doing. And it's even better if you have nothing. If you have something, it's great because you're able to now price it. And, you know, you thought you were getting a good deal, wait till you go to China. But if you don't know, if you have no idea what you're looking to source, it's amazing. You know, you might have heard me talk about it before, the little girl's earrings. When I take my daughter to all these big stores, the Claire's and Forever 21, I didn't know you could buy those nice earrings for 5 cents each, you know. I would see them on Amazon for $3-4 and think it was a great deal. But, you know, if you want to be part of the group and you want to come to China and work not only, but have us, our primary focus be you, but also get to source products and also get to see products that you never even considered. That's what happened to me when I went there the first time, was I was just shocked. And of course, you could just show up on your own and try and figure it out. But we're going to take you through the same exact process we did, but also work on you, work on your store, work on your products, work on optimizing you and getting you to a place where you no longer need me. That's really the ultimate goal. Of course, I'm here to support you, but the students that I never hear from again that just take off, when I say never hear from again, I mean, now they might contact me every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. And they do the same. Give me a status update.
Sure.
So when you're in China with me, it's working on you too. You know, it's working on the fellow students that are in the group because you're part of the last group. So you're part of that group. And, you know, a lot of those students, they were listening to us just like we're doing right now, just kind of talking about something that a lot of people don't realize is just simply a process. It's a blueprint. Doesn't require salesmanship, a website, a huge investment. You know, you can buy a couple grand worth of inventory, but you have something tangible. So if you want to apply and you want to be part of the group, well, first, if you just want some free information, you can go to AmazonSecrets.net. If you enter just your first name and your email, it'll bring you to a page where you're allowed to apply if you want. But if not, you'll still get some really cool free gifts just to kind of help you out with what's worked for me and what's been so amazing. I mean, it's the first time that I've ever made this kind of money without having to sell a single thing. It just blows me away. You literally sell nothing, you know? It's
amazing.
It's so fun.
So just go over to AmazonSecrets.net, watch the video, and then if you're interested, plug in your name, email address, fill out the application, And if it's right for you, Mike or Matt will get back to you. And hey, we'll see you in Shanghai. What are the dates of that trip? What are you anticipating?
So we're going to send them exactly to you. So it's going to be over a 4-day period. And it's going to be so right at the very beginning of October is when it's going to be.
Great. So we'll
have them all ironed out. And, you know, I show you how do you get your tourist visa, exactly what do you need to do. It's super simple. And China is way more awesome than a lot of people's perception is.
Oh, God.
It's actually a really cool place to go.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. It's been over 20 years since I was there last. I know it's changed big time. Never made it over to Shanghai, which is really the commercial center of the country, although the whole country is one big factory. I mean, I can't wait to go. Can't wait to start selling my tumblers. And get on the board with Amazon. So amazonsecrets.net. And we'll talk to you again soon, Mike. Be well.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much. See you soon.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.